Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. Global, world, international news headlines update with Rebecca De Unamuno.
A woman visiting her local Bunnings who claims that masks make it hard for her to breathe will soon need a machine to breathe for her. The woman, who live-streamed her encounter on Facebook, said the face masks make her feel like she's suffocating, which is exactly what she will tell doctors in 2 weeks' time when she is admitted to hospital. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has called for a new baby boom to spur economic growth, asking all Australians to go and get fucked. Mr. Frydenberg said that people were probably used to getting screwed by his announcements, but that this time he meant it. Iraq has deployed troops to bring peace and prosperity to the North American continent after the nation deployed thousands of forces to stabilise the region in the wake of recent political and social unrest. Asked how long the reconstruction of America would take, Iraqi officials said it would last exactly as long as it takes for them to fleece all of America's oil. That's the latest Chaser news. Check out chaser.com.au for more updates. Now it's time for a roundup of what's happening around the world with Dom, Charles and Nina.
Thanks, Beck.
International Global News World Roundup.
So we're going to head to Japan, where fast food workers can now work from home thanks to a new robot. Have you guys heard of this robot? Its name is Orihime, and it actually goes by she, her pronouns.
You've got to know the pronouns in 2020, even for a robot.
Very 2020. And she's quite cute. Actually, she looks a little bit like Wall-E, and she's very small. Mm. I love this robot. Without knowing anything about it, would you work with this robot?
Well, I just want to understand. So you said that fast food workers can work from home. Does that mean that they're like controlling the robot as though it were a video game? How does that...
Yeah, so they are controlling the robot, and it means people can stay at home and they control her through the computer and speak to customers and facilitate food orders through this little robot.
Wow. So if you go to the drive-thru or whatever in Japan, you see the little robot and then you hear a voice going, would you like fries with that?
Yeah.
And if you go in store, they're just standing there behind the counter, are they?
I think they're so small. I meant she's so small.
Orihime
is her name. Yeah, and she's so small and she just sits kind of on top of the counter and then you just speak to this little robot.
What, so her feet are on the counter? That's a bit unhygienic.
Yeah. Oh! Like this, she's so cute.
Nina's just showed us a photo of it. Yeah,
she's got a tiny little apron and a tiny little hat.
And she's got a little hole in her forehead.
Where the camera is.
To shoot bullets.
Just shoot. I would totally work with Orihime. I think that, like, compared to working with Charles, as I've been doing for the past 21 years, yeah, absolutely massive upgrade.
Yep. I would work with her over Dom any day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what kind of robot do you reckon you could build to make your life easier?
Well, I was thinking, because I don't want one for the workplace. Like, I quite enjoy my work, but it's for the home life. That's what you want a robot for. You're to outsource all the hard work of emotional labour of relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, do the whole chat to your son about how he's feeling nowadays and stuff like that, or, you know, talk to your partner about how her day was, or, you know, check in on your parents every week, you know, all that sort of stuff. Just get the robot to do it. That'd be unreal.
Well, what are you doing in the meantime? Are you just at home playing video games? Like, are you one of those, like those husbands on Reddit relationships that just ignore his family?
No, I'll play Sims where you get to interact.
Where you build a different family and a better life.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds good to me, but I can think of a different use case, which is sending the robot to parties to socialise with people. And particularly when I was single, like a flirting robot that can actually talk to women for me and not be like, not just be really weird and sit in the corner crying. That would be an amazing upgrade, I think.
But how would you then, Would you then sort of slip in at three quarters time?
Do you think slip is the appropriate word to use? Well, actually, yeah, that's a very
the
good
robot's like, have you met my friend Dom?
Yeah. Well, actually, do you have to keep up the pretense? Do you have to keep on going, hello, I am the robot?
Well, it would be very disappointing. But imagine if this very debonair robot like chatted you up and it was really witty and said all the right things, and then at some point it segues into it. Actually, it's a terrible human being.
Worst wing robot ever.
Bugger off! I want the robot back. She/her.
All right. Well, now we'll head to the Ukraine, where a comedian named Vladimir Zelensky has just become president of the country.
Mm.
Yes. What do you reckon? As comedians, does this make you want to get into politics or?
Oh, well, I think it's always good when, you know, comedians who, of course, have a career because their lives are so fucked up that they have to do therapy on stage. I think that's a really positive thing that they then become, you know, global leaders.
Well, the reason that he was so popular is actually because he played a president on a TV show.
Right.
So he was the lead actor in the show, which was about a teacher who did a speech that went viral to his classroom. And in the speech, he said, "I could be president. Give me 1 week in the chair, and I'll show them." And then he does, and he becomes president.
Wow.
And then the actor on that TV show became the actual president.
Oh my!
That's amazing.
Goodness.
I mean, that would be the equivalent of. I suppose there's two ways this could go. Like you could elect Martin Sheen from the West Wing president and he'd be lovely and sensitive and say all the right things as long as Aaron Sorkin was writing all of his words. He'd just be the best president ever and so kind and a bit of a drinking problem, a bit of MS, but otherwise awesome. Or it could be like electing the boss guy from The Apprentice as boss of the world. No. And I don't think that would go very well now.
Yeah, but that would never happen.
That had never happened. But apparently during his campaign, he actually said nothing about his policies. He just relied on viral videos, stand-up comedy gigs and telling jokes in order to get people to vote for him.
Wow. God, this makes me think. So because there's actually quite a few comedians who've sort of made it now. Well, in Italy that happened.
Is was Beppe it, Grillo?
Yeah.
Is his name?
Yeah. The five-star movement, well, I think.
Al Franken, was a senator and then wasn't because of a joke that went horribly wrong.
I've always thought Peter Dutton is probably
the ultimate one-liner comedian.
Yeah, he's like one of those Elliot Goblet-style deadpan comedians.
You think
that's why he's made it so far in Australian
politics? It's just his dry sense of humour.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so dry that everyone thinks it's true.
No, I think he's evil. But apparently people are not super happy about it because Zelensky is backed by a controversial oligarch called Kolomoyskyi. I hope I'm saying that right. And he's like kind of seen as a bit of a controversial big tycoon figure that's bankrolling Zelensky. So everyone calls him Kolomoyskyi's puppet. And
Nina, I don't think there's any chance that, you know, some idiot would get made put in charge of a country and you know, manipulated by someone sinister offhand, like, I don't know, Vladimir Putin or something. Yeah. That would never happen in the real world.
Yeah, it's never happened. But I think it's quite funny because people who were interviewed about the election said, it's like when you go to a cheap supermarket and all of the fruit is rotten and you rummage around to find the least rotten piece.
Wow, that's like the Labor leadership.
Yeah, it's like Australian politics.
Congratulations, Albo, the least rotten fruit.
All right, and now to lighter news in Las Vegas, where a man has stolen a 1 meter tall, 23 kilogram dildo from a sex shop. I just wanted to end on this story because I think it's really funny.
I'm very sex positive. I'm all to learn more about what's possible with the human body. What's the use case of this thing? Like, is there a market?
Is it 1 meter?
It's 1 meter tall. Yeah. And it's 23 kilograms. And he stole it. He shoplifted it.
Yeah.
How do you steal that?
Well, presumably concealed it in an orifice.
No. The way you steal anything like that is you just put on high vis. You can get away with anything if you're wearing high vis.
That's very sensible. Plus, you'd look like an actor in a dodgy porno. Just got to take this over here, love.
Yeah. But, you know, clipboard in hand, just take it out.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
That's really smart. Maybe I should wear high vis. Teens should do instead of dressing like grandmas. They should just dress as tradies.
I do want to get back to that question that Dom asked, which is what is the use case for a 1 meter dildo? Nina, do you have any thoughts?
Look, it's good to have goals.
Okay.
No, I have no idea. I think it's ornamental. Wow. I certainly hope it's ornamental.
It'd be a great conversation piece, wouldn't it? Like, what the?
I know, but where would you put it in the house? Because you wouldn't want to put it right up front because that's very confronting.
Yeah.
I think you put it in the bathroom?
I think it'd upset me because I sort of catch a glimpse of it out of the corner of my eye and I think, oh, God, it's Peter Dutton.
Guess how much it was as well, the retail value.
Well, I reckon
priceless.
It was what? No, it would have been one of these. It would have been very expensive. It would have been something like $5,000 new, and it would have been like $5 used. One of those items that rapidly drops in value.
I reckon it would be one of those items that would go up if used, because anybody that had a, you know. An orifice that size was surely to be part of the Guinness World Book of Records.
As like, seen on that viral video.
Yeah. Although I do think.
So, how much was it?
It was $500.
That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Bargain.
We should get one. Where should I put it? I'll put it on the mantelpiece.
Yeah. We'll put it in the podcasting studio.
Wait a minute. We've got one here. Oh, no. They went into this Dom.
God, if only I was 23 kilos, that'd be amazing.
Anyway, that's all we have time for. And head to thechaser.com.au for the latest news headlines.
We've hidden a giant dildo somewhere on the site. Your job is to find it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.